I'm actually free in my heart. Okay, I've always been able to follow my heart.
That's pretty much where I'm getting to, if you'll let me.
Yes.
Okay. You want a society of your own. In that society, you're probably not going to be alone.
They are going to be
that's good. You're probably not going to be alone. And you're going to want Earthships. Des gens t'en disent
pas
ouais,
plus. Earthships, c'est encore... C'est pas...
Earthships or anything that's...
Survival...
Parfait, we need to talk later about something like that. But that'll get to that when it gets...
Won't last when
no,
when
I
the
totally
solar
agree.
Flare goes like I that, totally the tire's gonna go up and...
They're the cheapest,
there.
They're the cheapest.
Well, yeah, I'm more like caves and stuff like that.
Okay, that could be good. But anyways... You want your way of housing, let's call it housing, your way of housing that is not the code, that is not the bylaw.
Oh, definitely not.
Yeah,
okay.
Be the first nail. Be the first nail to stick out. You're going to be the first one to get pounded.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm ready for that too.
Stick to that.
Yeah.
You have a society, in that society you have the land, which has, we'll call them homes, okay?
Yeah.
You got a home, or two, or three, and you got an associate and a friend, and it develops to something, and
That's where I get lost, okay? You're talking to me about building society.
No, you talked about society earlier.
Well, yeah. But on a different scale. I'm talking worldwide society. We're not talking a friend and the friend and the friend and the friend. Right? Worldwide society means...
Well, it has to start
means
somewhere.
You have to have a... Yeah, I agree.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's where...
I'm just sticking to the 101, trying to not make it too complicated, because I can make it really complicated.
Yes. That's where I got squeezed by. I made it very... Well, I didn't make it very big. I had an overall vision. This, to me, society, when I grew up, okay, and that's not something I realize now. You know, it's not the free men that sort of pushed me on that. I grew up thinking that people are trying to tell me religion this and society this, and my father's been on me, and oh, you got to make a career and
so
money and learn English and blah, blah, blah.
Whatever you got
to do. For me, I followed my heart.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And you'd like for people to follow that and, like, un exemple. C'est une bonne exemple à donner.
Même pas.
Même pas?
Je veux pas que personne suive mon exemple, ok? Parce que je suis pas sûr que tout le monde peut suivre mon exemple.
Oh, I fully agree.
J'étais un truc de malade mental quand ça vient du party side, puis d'aller... Comment je peux dire? C'est bien beau, je m'en vais avec un passeport là-bas, mais quand j'agis en Chine, j'agis comme un esti de freeman, là. Je m'en
calisse
des...
Yeah.
C'est pas dire, bon, hey, j'étais un freeman, esti, viens nous chercher. Non, c'est pas te faire pogner, tabarnak. Je suis Freeman qui t'amène un passeport.
Oh.
Si t'es pour faire le con, donc
c'est
ça. You know, that's about it.
Once you are free man,
yeah,
but if
you're going to be an asshole as a free man, you're still going to get caught because under common law, if you don't abide by your contract, you can shoot me.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
But if you act as an adult and
it's very arbitrary.
Well,
you know, it's like who abides by the contract?
Well, easy. Every law that you have to follow under common law, they have to follow as well. So they can be breaking a common law to get.
What
to
about
you.
The?
But that argument is very, 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 very technical.
That,
right? On a human scale.
They love technical. That's their.
Yes,
that,
but that's if
that's
you're gonna.
Their leeway.
That's if you're gonna go pick a fight with them. I don't give a shit about them. I ignore them.
Okay.
They don't exist.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
Let me finish this and you're going to understand, maybe. Okay. Tu vas avoir ton land, faire tes affaires, puis veux pas. Word will spread. Whether you like it or not, word will spread.
Yes.
Let's say in a year from now, it opened this whole big thing and it's actually trickling in people's heads.
Yeah.
And they're starting to talk. Well, I'm sorry. The elite powers... The powers that are controlling our government will notice.
Hmm?
They'll be like, holy shit, they're starting to wake up. Okay, we need to make an example out of them or something.
Yeah.
Well, it could be as easy as the government walking over to the registrar, which owns a notarial title to your property, and be like, well, you know what, since we're like a little bit broke, I'll give you $15 million for that land. just because I want it. You shit me, the registrar is not going to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
He will, mm-hmm. and you're going to get kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an illegal title,
yeah.
you can't do that.
Yeah. No, no, I totally agree with the illegal title. I'm already fucked with the illegal title. I'd be telling my wife to get the fucking illegal title for herself because me
if
it's
you
the
want,
company.
Let's say
I agree with the thing.
Let's say you want an illegal title, okay? You're going to have to craft your own document or have somebody you trust craft the document, the proper legislative and lawful document.
If I don't have that guy, then I won't do it by myself. That's what I feel sorry about. The freelancer says, we have all the theory, but we're not going to help you out.
I fully agree. You know why?
Because...
So. I know
okay, I'll
a
tell
bit
you.
A lot
listen,
about the
suspect,
and I've been
that.
Studying for the past
yes.
6 years like a
yes.
mental case to
yes.
know what I know.
Okay.
So I know exactly where you're standing, and I don't blame you for shit.
Okay.
I really don't blame you.
So I cannot elodiate. You made that clear. I have to give it to, or I have to sell it to somebody
you don't
that
have
doesn't
to sell
register
it.
Well. Or I have to deregister
it.
Which is...
It's
sort of opening a can of worms with the company. You know, the corporation, Simplicity Corporation right now, has been advantageous. You know, like I haven't been paying taxes for the last, because I'm a corporation. So it does the same thing. I have a legal identity with the federal government that represents what I do as work.
Yeah.
You know, what I do as Jacques Brunet. Well, I don't make money as Jacques Brunet. So my declaration, it says, okay, according to your law, I made zero money last year
mm-hmm.
because I didn't have an income. I didn't pay whatever and whatever. It means I can't really get insurance employment, but that's fine with me, you know? Right now, you know, there's two games. You can separate yourself and be yourself. But, you know, if I want to do experimental architecture, and I think that's...
The bylaw isn't getting in your way.
Well, not if you talk to the bylaw and you talk to the mayor and you say, listen, let me do my stuff, you know, and you can fight me on little things and we'll make it a publicity scam. Okay? You fight me and we go to court. And we get publicity for people saying, hey, there's something going on in Gainville-Solaire. We're just guys fighting with the mayor.
Yeah, well,
but you
the
make,
mayor's not the higher power. The mayor
it
has
doesn't matter.
Power.
It's a marketing strategy. What works in marketing? Like society...
Well, when the mayor's boss, they're going to be like, there's no way in hell this is going to happen.
Yeah,
do
but there's no way in hell that's it already goes in construction, you know? Brown envelopes work.
Yes, but
you
what
know?
You're talking about is they will see it as revolutionary.
Yes.
Not in a good way for them, so they will
it
put
depends.
A halt to it.
It depends. I'm willing to make an offer to the city saying,
I'll give you an example.
Listen, okay, right now there's nothing on the land. You're not making money off me. You're making $200, $600 off taxes, and you got to pay, and you're not making money off me, right? If we start a fight, like, me and you, let's pretend you're the mayor. I say, okay, listen, it's not a personal fight. We'll start a fight, a legal fight, you know? And our legal fight is not about you winning or me winning. It's about the area winning,
yeah.
right? So every time you kick my ass in court, and I come back and kick your ass in court. It's for free publicity in the newspaper. The radio will talk about it. They will. Attends, Bonnie, Chris. Okay, you guys. Bonnie is the best example. She's a goody-goody douche. That's how I call her. You know, love and this. But that's not how society works. Publicity is scandals today. There's a scandal. That's what's spread. So let's go for a big scandal. Let's say me and you. You're the mayor. You don't want me to elodiate, you know, but then you're sovereignist. You want me to elodiate, you know, so we'll play that game, you know. We'll play that commercial game. What I'm proposing is that, okay, I've got 23 years of experience in construction. That's a lot of experience. You've got, like, 30 years as a lawyer. Let's make a deal that we'll fight it out. It doesn't matter. Even if I lose, after I lost that land, I'll go buy another one. It doesn't fucking,
What are you going to do when the mayor's boss says no? And when his boss says no? You'll see how little power the mayor actually has.
Yeah,
I'll give you
but
a quick, rough example. You probably will agree that, let's say, that MIFC d'Argent Atari has a lot more authority and power than the mayor, right?
On a theoretical level, you're right.
You want to put a windmill up? The answer is no, because it looks bad.
Yes, but
so they're stopping you at a windmill.
Yes, but if you go and put a windmill up, all they can do is give you a fine. And say you can bring it down, but that's like a year. That's like before they'll give you a fine, and
you
then they'll want
you to get trouble. You're creating trouble while doing that.
But you're creating trouble otherwise. Like the other way, you're saying, okay, I don't want any trouble for myself. I'll be quiet in my corner.
It's
let me elodiate. You know, don't bother me. I'll be fine here. You know, and don't fucking. I'll be okay, you know, just mind your own business.
No.
That's what I find the free man thing. It's like, okay, let me just do it on myself. For me, it's like I'm going to challenge the whole fucking deal, right? I know that if I challenge the community,
how can you expect to get peace and quiet?
Well, I'm not. I don't expect. Right now, what I expect is...
Ça ressemble à ce qu'on veut dans la vie, ce qu'on dit, c'est qu'on était tanné de se battre. Est-ce que tu peux lâcher de chercher à se battre?
You're not proposing a way to go that I'm not going to fight. I still have to go try to get my register. I have to get my register back. You think that's not a fight, Bonnie?
It's a little fight compared to what you're talking about.
It's a little fight. It
depends what do you want to fight? For a year and be over with and be done fighting? Or you want to fight for the rest of your life?
Okay, put it that way.
Okay,
I want to do experimental shit, airships, whatever, and the code will say no, right? But I'm between Ottawa and Montreal, and if there's a fight here, I know that there's people in Montreal. There's the free men saying, oh, hey, we want to get hard on, you know, like being a loadie. I understand their whole thing, but they're ready to dump everybody else to get their own little fucking thing going. That's the way it is, you know.
Yep.
For me, I don't see it that way. It's like, yeah, I don't want the fucking legal shit on my shoulders, but I'm willing to bring it on my shoulder if I have help dealing, if I have a lawyer dealing with those guys.
And you're just going to
for
left, right, and center.
Well, it depends. It depends. Marketing-wise, you pick a fight, and it goes to the Journal de Montréal. It goes to Le Droit, it goes to whatever, and if you can make CBC, means there's going to be a hell of a lot of people. We have 75 million people living in around this area that will want to rent your fucking thing.
Yeah, but like you said earlier, and like we talked roughly, I don't care if there's fucking 70 billion people. You know why? Because 69.9999999999 of those people are going to be like...
Okay, what?
Okay, this is too much trouble.
Well, not really.
And
it's too
will.
Much trouble if
Nobody
you're going the free man way.
You might want to fight, but I guarantee
it's more
you
trouble
that
going on the free man way.
No,
wait a minute, okay. Well, we need a piece of paper then. Because we're dealing about issues that it's already resolved, but it's not resolved on your side.
Okay.
I agree with you, but I'm moving a step further, but we're still... you think I'm disagreeing with you. Bonnie, that's the problem I have with Bonnie. Every time I go on to the next step, she thinks I'm disagreeing with on the back step. But I'm not. I'm just moving a step further. Ideally, I think if we...
Because if you do want a notarial title, it'll take you about,
you got the piece of paper?
It'll cost you maybe a grand worth of documents and pushing paper.
Right now, I have barely no money to pay for the house.
It's going to be a chunk of 50, 60 bucks here and there.
I want a group of people saying, okay, I got the 110 acres. Right now, I could be wrong.
You're saying you have no money, but you want to go to court and fight the mayor. back-to-back courses.
No, 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 no. I want an underground. I want a last shake with the mayor. Saying, let's have fun in 2011.
Mais
okay.
Ça va coûter cher à chaque fois que tu fais un cours.
Oui, mais la mère, ça fait. Oui, mais ça dépend qui tu payes. Bonnie, tu comprends pas, arrête de faire des chinois.
Non,
oh,
oui.
I fully understand where he's going with this. I
arrête! Ça fait 4 ans que je te demande de prendre le terrain si tu charges et tu ne prends pas.
We'll hear him out.
I have 110 acres that I bought from a corporation. It saved me $9,000 worth of taxes. There is no fucking free man that would allow me to do that.
Okay.
Okay, right?
May I say an opinion?
Wait.
Okay. Bonnie? Je comprends ce que tu veux dire. I fully understand and I fully agree with what he's saying. But I am a universal believer and I do believe that those tactics would have worked 50 years ago. Unfortunately, this is not the future we're heading for and I highly doubt that's actually going to succeed that way.
And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about tactics. I'm a strategist, so let's talk about tactics and not disagree because when you talk about tactics,
the way
there could be five different tactics, and you can argue every different
thing.
One, but
I want
the point.
I want the lawyers there.
Let's not stop at one
saying,
I disagree with that tactic, or I disagree with that tactic. That's what she's trying to do. Don't listen to that. Tactic number one, okay, I got 100. Tactic number one is I managed to buy 110 acres. The guy wanted to sell the land, and he needed money, so I paid. I think, if I remember the word, I paid $585 an acre. Okay, so multiplied by 110 plus taxes plus whatever. Because I was a corporation, I was really short on money. It's not like I could have bought it on my own and paid the taxes. So I had no freeman legal whatever bullshit. I said I wanted the fucking land.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, the cheapest way to do it is to go corporation.
Yep.
That means I can buy the fucking land for the 110 acres at $585, pay the $70,000. Thank you, mister. Now, whoever else can make me bullshit, but at least that, there's no human being that can just say, you don't have the right to be there. Now I have the legal right to be there. And it's work.
You know,
you have a legal right
to be there.
I have the legal right. I might lose it. I might whatever.
Exactly.
It's a different story,
okay.
Right? You don't have the 110 acres.
As long as
Bonnie doesn't have the 110 acres.
Well, actually,
he's
we
got
had
96,
so we lost it. How's that?
96, and
yeah.
You lost it?
Yeah.
Not good.
No, not good.
And I don't want to lose the 110 acres.
Yeah, so
I'd
listen if I were you.
Yeah. Well, I am listening. So that's what I've got. Okay, I've got 110 acres that I paid $75,000 and I saved,
just
by being a
question.
Corporation, because it was commercial, I saved whatever
bon,
it was.
$9,000
back.
Roughly.
We're branching off here. Okay.
How long do you think that Canada is going to keep going up and not go bankrupt?
We're
already
gone bankrupt.
We're already gone bankrupt.
When? When do you expect the next bankruptcy?
Didn't we just pass it?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Well, 10-ish years ago, more than that.
Now, for me, the important thing, okay?
I can swear to
whatever
you,
the bullshit around a low meeting and blah, 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 myself, I have access, direct access, I don't need permission from anybody, nobody can stop me. Yes, there are the mineral rights, there's the illegal, there's all that thing. In the meanwhile, I can go up there, I can lock the fence, I can go up and enjoy the self, and I know nobody's going to disturb me. So, for that much, I saved $9,000.
Nobody's going to disturb you,
right?
Until they decide to.
Yes.
Because
yes.
The only thing
and
you
they
have
might.
Is legal.
You know, if you want to be scared your whole life, you can be scared. I'm not the guy who's scared.
Oh, I'm not
you
scared.
Know? I think the government has a lot
put
better things.
Put a gun in my hand, put me in the front
yes.
line,
but
I'm going to be there.
That's,
no worries.
That's what
but
I... That's
not
I'm,
a choice I want to do unless I have to do.
Yes. In an ideal world...
Because nowadays, if you go looking for a fight,
I'll
I
have
promise
a question
you,
for
you,
you
will find the fight.
Okay? You're trying to put scare tactics on me.
Oh, no.
Okay, what if somebody comes
and
grabs your land? The reality. Reality. Scare is that you got bylaw.
Yep.
Right? That's scary. And then you got provincial, which is not by law provincial.
Try not to see it as
provincial.
Theory.
Well, that's how the free man is doing good.
Awakening.
Provincial and national. Yes, I know that.
And that, yeah,
I know that.
So all the bylaws and all of them, they have the lawful obligations to follow the same rules.
We're having a legal argument. You know, we're not having a theoretical argument. We're having a legal argument, which I know. Conversation. I know that I can be scared of the local bylaw. I know that I can be scared of the provincial bylaw. And I know I can be scared of national bylaw.
Okay.
Because I've been trained in that.
I was trained
as an architect, right?
If I were acting the way that you want to do it, okay, I fully agree. You're scared.
I'd like to do it,
I'd be like, why would I be scared? I got every document I need for them not to be able to even cross this line, even if they
do
you? Rule in...
Maybe
yeah,
you
know,
do,
real,
but you
yet.
Don't have 110 acres, do you?
No.
Well, no, we have 96, which we're going to put a Nelodeon on it. And
but you lost it.
Yep.
Yeah,
no,
exactly. Now, right now, I have 110 that I don't even want to be worried about losing it.
I don't want to lose it. The base? I don't have the own land. Like, you say that? No, that's all right. But there is, like, what? I'll just toss the numbers just in the vast, like,
Do you at least agree that you're an extremist?
Depending on what definition you put to it. But yeah.
Whatever
let's
definition,
say.
Yeah.
Let's say, yeah.
And me and Bonnie have been pushed to the side and says, okay, yeah, we're extremists too. Okay? Because my whole life I know that society was wrong. I didn't want to listen to the fucking preacher. I didn't want to listen to that. And I don't even want to listen to the free men because it's all little versions of thoughts or whatever, you know. And they're all right, you know, and they're all wrong. My heart says, try to find a plot of land that you can live off, you know. That's it. So I found 110 acres. I paid, or my father helped me pay that much.
As long as you realize
I'm all fucking wrong and all the fucking guys at top of me can fucking screw me up the ass. I know that.
Okay.
I'm already ready to go to prison and get screwed up the ass from a black guy.
You look like you
want
to go play poker with nothing in your deck. You obviously
nothing in my deck. I'm the only guy I met through this whole conversation that has 110 acres. To fucking share.
There's millions of acres of crown land out there that you can claim your right to build on. And
why don't you do that?
Well, that's our next step if we can't find land for cheap.
That's what I feel. That's our next step. That's what I felt when I talked to Robert. That's my next step. I said, well, I already have 110 acres.
Oh, Rob's been talking shit for fucking 15 years.
So, there.
I started studying this material 5-6 years ago. Leave me the chance to get there.
Well, I'm giving you the chance to get there.
On doing it wrong when you can do it right.
Because there's no proven path the right way. There is not any guy who has been elodiating and being allowed to work and share with society.
Okay.
What the Freeman proposition is we take this out of the system, but we don't deal with the system anymore. So I don't want to seclude myself from the system. There's good stuff out of the system.
Exactly.
You know, I've got an education.
Play the straw man. Have your land to yourself. You can still have a corporate aspect to
and
it.
And I totally agree.
Just don't link the two together.
Yes.
That's the only thing you got to do.
I agree.
Don't link the two together.
But the only thing you're telling me is that I have to go there. I have to do that.
You have to do it.
Yes. So, in one side, you can do this. This is the Elodiating
okay.
way.
Question. You
right? And once I do it by myself, right? Once I do it by myself, there's no help there. All you guys says, oh, well, yeah, you got
no
it. Well, are you ready to help? Are you ready to do it?
If you do it in a fashionable
I'll find
way.
All the papers. You go
yeah.
ahead and do it, and I'll just tell me to sign there, and I'll sign there. I don't give a shit. Right now, because
I let you sign there if you can understand what you're signing.
Well, it seems I never understood what I was signing in the first place.
But how could you?
Well, wait.
Yeah.
No well, then the
yeah.
process
no
nearly.
Well, I offered that to him.
Basically,
I offered that. He's
yeah.
got access to 250 acres.
250 yeah.
acres. I said, we'll just join. You know, let's just sign the papers. He says, well. We'll alloadiate the whole fucking thing and nobody's going to disturb me. And he's like, well, okay, are you going to do it? Well, I don't know how to. You know, well, are you going to do it? Well, I don't know how to.
Look,
you know, so we got a person who knows
yeah.
how to.
We
do.
Had land.
Now, that's your job.
We
started, we're giving
we
you
started,
a job. Okay, you're the lawyer now. Okay?
I'm not a lawyer.
Well, whatever you want to be called. You're the alloadial guy.
I'll go teach
okay?
the lawyers what it is about.
Bring me the paper. I like for me, my job is to go out there. I've been in my father. I was raised under construction. You know, unfortunately.